by the way, just, you know, as long as you want.
Maybe we'll start at 2, but we'll
want to start earlier. No, it's like maybe we'll start earlier.
No, we'll start until we finish by Mincha. Otherwise, it's even a gap between
the later of the Mincha, the last one.
Right.
Before Rabbi Khalaf, we call Rabbi Khalaf.
Right.
I bet you would get it.
Some of the things we're gonna hear today, I heard when I was learning by Rav Asher Arely. I saw some of the stuff in Kedusha of Nachum of Avakamo. Some of the stuff is my own. Hopefully it'll come together in the Cholent. It'll be Nosing Tam L'Shvach. So we want to start with the Mishnah on the Zayin Mubeis. Mishnah on Zayin Mubeis here quotes a machloket between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri whether or not you can make Tmura by Bechor. The Lashon of Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva says Kohanim Ein Mimir Lo B'Chafes Lo B'Lashon V'Lo B'Bechor, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says back, if Nima in Mamir and Bibachor, why not? And it goes through the whole thing. The Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, because just like by Chatas Ba'ashram, they don't do it. Who are Dinami by Bachor? Rabbi Yochan Beniri says back, no, by Chatas Ba'ashram, the Kohanim are in Zachin Bechayehin. La'ashayin came by Bachor. Since the Kohanim are Zachin Bechayehin, they can do Tmura by Bachor. So the opening Gemara quotes a statement of Rav Nachman that when the Braisa says that a Bachor Tam, Bechor Tam, you can sell if it's Chai, not Shachar, and a Baal Mum, you can sell whether it's a Tam or whether it's a Baal Mum, that's only referring to a Bechor Bezman Azeh, because it's not Omri Lahakrava. But Bezman Abayis, when the Bechor is Omri Lahakrava, then you cannot sell the Bechor. So we'll get back to, Rashi has some interesting things to say over here, we'll get back to that hopefully at the end of the Chabura. So this statement of Rav Nachman that says that a Bechor, Bizman Abayis, since it's Omid Lahakrava, it's not, you can't sell it, it's not Nitein Lemechira, the Gemara Dav Chesam would be, says that should be Taloi on the Machlok, as we saw in the Mishnah, between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that just like a Kohen could do Tmura on the Bechor, so that stands to reason that he would argue on Rav Nachman, and just like he's Zocha, seemingly in the Bechor, that he could make Tmura, who the Nami, he should have a right to sell it, because he has Mamanis in the Bechor, and that would argue on Rav Nachman, that says the Bechor Bezman Abayis is not Nitein L'Mechira, Masha'ink, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that just like a Kohen can't make Tmura on the Bechor, because it's Nitein, it's Omid La'akrava, whatever the Svar is, so who the Nami, it stands to reason, according to Rav Nachman as well, you can't sell it Bezman Abayis. So the question is fairly obvious, and the Achorn already asked the Kash, the Skarav, the Sfasemes, is that what exactly is the Tzliya between Bailis on Tmura and Bailis on Mechira? That the Gemara seems to say that just like according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you have Bailis on Tmura, that the Kohanim are able to make Tmura, so that stands to reason that he has to argue with Nachman and would therefore hold that you can sell a Bechor as well. We find many examples where Hagam, that you have Bailus L'inin Tmura, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have Bailus L'inin Mechira. For example, all of Kachi Kachin. You have a Chatas, you have an Asham, you have an Ola. Everybody agrees, putting the Machlogus by Kachi Kalim between Rabbi Yosei Galili and the Rabbanon aside, whether or not Kachi Kalim or Mamun Bailim or not, everybody agrees that Kachi Kachin or not Mamun Bailim, but Afal Pichin, you can make Tmura on a Chatas and an Asham and Ola by Kachay Kadashim. So you see that the Bailus, whatever that means, maybe we'll speak about that, and later Chabur is whatever, whoever is called the Bailum in the Tmura, the Makdash Meskaber, whoever it is, but the Bailus, the Balakarbon, which is required for Tmura, is not necessarily the same level, Darga of Bailus, which is needed for Mechira. So what exactly is the Tzliya of the Gemara? Furthermore, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel.
Is there an example of a Kohen that could be Mamer? And not Mocha?
Be Mamer what? On his own?
A Korban.
Meaning,
no.
Manas Kahuna?
It was a Kohen, yeah.
So that's what we're going to see. That maybe that's the difference. We'll try to be mazur exactly why that's different. Similarly, the Gemara, the Mishnah rather on Daf Yud Gimel, at least according to one opinion, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a lot of the halachas of Tmura are learned out from Meister Behema. That has to be a Karban Yachad, and it can't be Bedek Abayas. And there's a Beferisha Pasuk, we've seen at least a couple of times in the Masechta already, that Meister Behema is not Nitin L'Mechir. It says Lo Yigael, that you can't sell it. So even within the Makar itself, it's clear that Meister Behema is one of the Makoros for Tmura, and there's a Beferisha Pasuk saying that you can't sell it. So you see that the Bailus for Tmura doesn't necessarily hinge upon the bialis for mechira. You can be the bialim in tmura, but not in mechira. So why, again, just because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the kohen is the bialim in tmura on bechor, doesn't necessarily mean that he has to argue under Rav Nachman that you can't sell it. It's a very and even within bechor itself, Rashi in the Mishnah Dav Zayin would be, and on Dav Chesem would be as well. It says that even a yisrael by bechor before he gives it to a kohen can make tmura. He certainly can't sell it, as we said. The Zman HaLevayit is Omid La Hakrava. It's one of the Manos Kuna. He has to give it to a Kohen. He certainly can't sell it. V'Apal Pichan Yisrael, Bechor Bebeis Yisrael, before he gives it to a Kohen, can make Tmura. So again, three Rayas that the Bailus on Tmura is not necessarily the same for Mechira. Maybe it's a lower level. Maybe it's just different. So what exactly is the Tliya of the Gemara to the dinner of Rav Nachman about selling Bechor Bezman HaBayis because it's Omid La Hakrava to the dinner of Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah about a Kohen making Tmura?
Well, you're assuming that any inability to be Mocher has to be Mishum Bailus?
That's the Kasha, and we'll try to explain maybe what the answer is, and once we explain what the answer is, maybe things will become clear, hopefully. We won't have questions. So I think to fully understand exactly what's going on, and the direction that we're going to go in, already hinted to, is that Bechor Biyad Kohen, that since the Bechor Biyad Kohen is Midin Matnas Kahuna, so that's fundamentally different, and the bailus that a Kohen has on Matnas Kahuna are fundamentally different than Shar Kodshi Kalim, even according to, let's say, Rav Yosef Galili, that by Kodshi Kalim is Mamon Bailin, as well as even Kodshi Kodshim, which seemingly nobody is a Bailim, even Lemechira, but certainly it's called the Bala Karban Le'inyan Tmura. Why exactly should there be a difference between Bechor Matnas Kahuna versus Shar Kodshi Kalim and Kodshi Kadashim as well? So I think to fully understand this, we have to go to the Gemara and Bava Kam on Daf Yud Beis, and with Beis onto Yud Gimel with Aleph. We're going to go through the Gemara quickly now, and hopefully as the Chabura progresses, we'll try to hit on some points within the Cheshbon as well. So the Mishnah previously in Bava Kama says that any nechasim which there is mi'ilo on are nismoit from the parsha of Nezikin. So the Gemara is medayik that just because there's no so the Gemara seems to be told the chiyuv Nezikin on mi'ilo. So the Gemara is medayik, but let's say you have a case where there's no mi'ilo, but apal pichin there's still kadosh. It should be in the parsha of Nezikin. And what's an example of kadshim which there's no mi'ilo? But it's still be in the parsha of Nezik. And so where it says, that's referring to Kodshi Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it's certain that from Mola Mola, Ba'ashem L'Rabbis Kodshim Kalim, Shehein Mamono Divi Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So there's no Me'ila, because they're not called Kodshi Hashem, but Afal Pichein, that they're not called Kodshi Hashem, and therefore, since there's no Mi'ilah, and they're called Kodshi Balam, they're in the Parsha of Nezikin. So then the Gemara asks, yeah, we have a Mishnah Kiddushin that says, HaMakadish B'chelko Eina Mekudesh. So if a Kohen tries to Makadish a woman with his Chelek in the Karbon, it's Eina Mekudesh. And the Gemara is not Machalik between Kodshi Kodshim and Kodshi Kalim. So you see that the Sam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Because according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it says Kodshim Kalim is Mom Balam, and should be able to be Makadish in Isha. Sama point, why does the Gemara bring this up here in Bava Kama? It's just a Stama question, like what's the Shaychus to the previous Gemara? You could just say Stam. We have a Stama mission, not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Like, why are we bringing this in Bava Kama? So the Rosh already in the Shita says that you would have thought that Rabbi Yosef Glili is exercised of Molo Ba'ashem and Shafta Ba'ashuas Happy Kodin. That's what the Pesuk is talking about, that's called Kodshi Kalim, that's called Mama Bible according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. But once Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, that it's even true by Nezikin, so okay, so if it's true in Ezekiel, the Chor it should be true in Kol HaTavakula, that Rabbi Yosef Glili says the Kodshim Kal is Mamon Bailam, and therefore, why shouldn't be able to be Makadish a woman with it? That's the Kash of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers then no. Really, Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees with the mission of the Kaddish Bechalka Inu Mekudeshes, because Afilo Tam Rabbi Yossi Aglili Kama Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mechaim Oval Acher Shchita Afilo Rabbi Yossi Aglili Moded the Kikozachu Mishochon Gavoa Ka Zachu. That there's a fundamental chiluk between Kachi Kalim Mechaim versus Leacher Misa. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili only says that Kachi Kalim is Mombailim, that's if it's Mechaim. Belacher Shchita, which is what the Mishnah and Kiddushin is referring to, Hamakadosh Bechelka, the Gemara there says Deka, that's referring to the Chelak HaKohalim, which is talking about after the Shchita, even Rabbi Yossi Glili there agrees that Kashim Kaul is not called Mamabailam, that it's Mishochan Gavoa Ka Zachu. And we'll get back to the Rashi, a very enigmatic Rashi here. The Rashi says, Mechaim Sha'achar Yusuhu Olav. But the reason, seemingly, what Rashi seems to be saying, that the reason why Rabbi Yossi Glili says that Kashim Kaul Mechaim is called Mamabailam, it's because Achar Yusuhu Olav, he's Chayav B'Achrayas, which has a whole slew of questions on that, and we'll Mirsa Hashem get back to that at the end. Then the Gemara says, "Umechayim miomar." Did Rabbi Yossi Glili say that Kushim Kalim are called Mamabailam af Mechayim? So the Gemara again is hard to understand. We just said that Rabbi Yossi Glili only said a Mechayim, not La Achar Misa, and now the Gemara is saying, "Umechayim miomar." So when did Rabbi Yossi Glili say what he said? We just said the only said Mechayim, not Leacher Misa, because Leacher Misa is Mishukon Gavol Kazachu. Now then we're saying, Mechayim, Yomer, did he say Mechayim? He didn't say Mechayim. We just said Leacher Misa is Mishukon Gavol Kazachu. So what exactly is Rabbi Yossi Glili? Where exactly did he say his Chiddush? So Tosa has their Chiddush that the Gemara is referring to the Chelak HaKohanim, but the Talmud HaRashba says, Bedas Rashi, that what the Gemara seems to ask is like this. Did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that Kachi Kalim is called Mamam Bailim even when the carbon is Omid Lahakrava? Maybe when only, for example, he says, the Gemara is about to say, by Bechor Chutz La'aretz, that since it's not Omid Lahakrava, that's when Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Kachim Kalim is called Mamam Bailim. Did Rabbi Yossi Aglili even say Mechayim, Kachi Kalim is Mamam Bailim even when it's Omid Lahakrava? And then the Gemara quotes our Gemara about Rav Nachman, saying that you can only sell a Bechor Tam Bizman Hazeh, or even a Bechor Chutzlars, as Ravina says, because it's not Omid Lahakrava, but Bizman Abayis, and Bizman Abayis, since it's Omid Lahakrava, the Bechor is Omid Lahakrava, you can't sell it. So we see that's not like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So again, Mechayim Miomer, did Rabbi Yossi Haglili say that a Afilu Mechayim, when it's Omid Lahakrava, Kosher Kalim is called Mamam Bailim? Seemingly it's not true. So the Gemara answers that no, you can't bring a Raya from Bechor, that since it's Omid Lahakrava, you can't sell it. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Glili is moda that even kashi kalim which are omid lahakrava, you're not called a bailim. The lashon hagamari is because matnas kahuna kaamris, shani matnas kahuna deki chazachu mishochon gavah kazachu. The Rashi says the matnas kahuna meaning bechor are different because even mechayim, you say the matnas kahuna are mishochon gavah kazachu. So what seems to come out the source of the shmaitza according to Rashi is like this, that when it comes to shar Kachi Kalim, which are not Manas Kahuna, whatever, a Shlamim, a Toda. So there's a Chiluk versus Mechayim Leacher Misa. The Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that Mechayim, Kachi Kalim, are called Mamabailim, Balacher Shchita is Mishochan Gavoa Kazachu. But when it comes to Bechor, which is a Sug of Kachi Kalim, but it's also Manas Kahuna, there Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, even Mechayim, it's not called Mamabailim, because the Kachi Kazach, Mishochan Gavoa Kazachu, Af Mechayim. Oh, so the next line in the Gemara quotes 3 days in Tanoim, seemingly 3 days, Machlok is showing them in 3 days, or maybe one of Pirushikam Afarish, the other, if Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says that Kachi Kalim or Mamon Bailim even by Meiser. Because since the fact that Meiser is not Nitein Lemechira, the Pasuk says Lo Yigoel, so maybe Rabbi Yossi HaGalili didn't say his Chiddush that Mechaim certainly that Kashi Kalim should be Mamon Bailim according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. And seemingly he quotes 3 days. So in the first day on the Gemara within Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili said everything, it's a machlokes between the Ravid and the Rashbi Shant and the Toras Kohanim, if that means even Meister Behema. And the Ravid learns that he says, Beferish, despite the fact that a Kohen cannot sell Meister Behema, or even Yisrael, that's what the Pasuk says, a Lo Yigol, Apal Pichin, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says, that Meiser Behema is included in Kashi Kalim Mamon Bailim. That's the fact that you can't sell it, that does not impinge on the Mamon Bailim, he's still called the Bailim. So if you look in the Meiri, A lot of Achronim speak about this Meiri. The Meiri has a very interesting psak. He says, Lamaskana, when we go like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that Kachim Kalim are called Mamam Bailim, he says that even by Meister Behema, despite the fact that you can't sell it, but only L'inin Nizikin. And L'inin Nizikin, if you damage Meister Behema of someone, or if your Meister Behema damages someone else, it's called Reyehu, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv, because Mamam Bailim. But L'inin Shvuas HaPikadin, then even Rabbi Yossi HaGalili agrees that that's not called Mamam Bailim. And if the shomer is kafar v'nishpa on the meiser of the mafkid, he's not going to be chayav to pay keren chomesh ve'asher. The question is, Maika Omar, what exactly is the split? Rabbi Yosef Galili says that meiser is called kashim kalim, mamam bailam for meiser only l'inin ezikin, but not l'inin shvuas hapikadim. Why should that be? So, seemingly, Rashi and Chul and Dav
Chul...
So Rashi in Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, Lechler is also going like the Meiri. The Rashi says, he quotes an opinion that says that of a Meiser eino nichse ba'il m'lekadish bo as a yusha, d'oksiv bei lo yimocher v'lo yigael. That, quoting the Gemara in Bava Kama that we just read on Daf Yud Gimel, that since you can't sell Meiser Behema, so you see that it's not called the Nechsei Bailim, even according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, to be Mekalish a woman. And Rashi says, V'lav Nilsehi, dead wrong. Da'afilu hachi mamun bailim hu, u'mekad shembo, that not ha'mekalish b'chelko b'mekad shekalim, via v'chuli, v'armina taim adil acher shchita lav didehu, d'bishulchon gavol kazachu, ava michayim didehu. The Gemara only says, the Mishlin Kedushin that says, "Mekalish bechelko inu mikudeshes," because that's talking about liachar misa. The liachar misa is mishulchan gavol kazachu. But Mechayim, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says that since it's mamam bailim, certainly you can be mekalish a woman. So Rashi is very sharp. He's very sharp. He says, "V'lav milsehi." It's 3 days in Tanoim. Certainly, whether or not Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says mamam bailim by meiser, so like you want to say maybe we passing like the other day. Rashi says, "Lav milsehi." What's he getting so upset about? Where did Rashi see in our Gemara in Bava Kama that you can certainly be Mekadesh a woman with it, according to Rabbi Yosef Galili, with the Meiser, if you hold Koshikalam Raman Bailim? So Lechora, Rashi is learning like the Meiri, that the whole Machlokas Tanoim, whether or not Meiser was included in Rabbi Yosef Galili, Koshikalam Raman Bailim, was only L'inin Shvuas HaPikadim. But just like the Meiri says L'inin Ezekin, Rabbi Yosef Galili agrees that Meiser is included in Mamam Bailim, who the Nami Rashi says Linin Kiddushin as well. Just like Linin Nezikin is Mamam Bailim, Linin Kiddushin is Mamam Bailim, and the whole Gemara about the 3 days in Tanoim, whether or not Rabbi Yossi HaGalili agrees by Meiser, because it's not Nitain L'Mechira, that was only Linin Shvuas HaPikadim. Notwithstanding that the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni says Beferish, that you can't be Makadish a woman with Meiser, the Mishnah Rishona says maybe Rashi didn't have that Girsa. But al kaparim, the Yesod L'chor is true from Rashi, that there's a chiluk, at least in Bailis, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili in Kashim Kalam Mam Bailim, le'inin shvuas hapikadin, versus other things, let's say, by Nezikin and by Kiddushin as well. So, it could be that Rashi's l'shita say that this is true based on a Rashi in Kiddushin, that min beiz min beiz. So God is with Ruh, he wasn't masking. But I think it's true. The Chiddush of Nachum and Bava Kama also says it's true that the Rashi is meduyuk in Kiddush and then Beis Mabez. That how does Rabbi Yossi HaGalili know the Kashim Kalim Mamam Bailim? What's the marker? The Gemara, whatever it quotes, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, where do you say Kashim Kalim is Mamam Bailim? Mala Mal Bashem L'Rabbis Kashim Kalim Bashmos HaPikadin. But Rashi, when he quotes it enough, Nenbeis Mabez, he says like this. Vashem l'rabos kachim kalim, ischai v'leim karbon shvua, afogav de'ein nishpon alateshos, v'nishpa leim v'hode e'ino mevi oshim shal shvua sabikadin, v'chiche shpon misoksiv, hani israbo lohu miba Hashem, v'chiche shpon miso nami karinam buhu, l'fi shahin mamono. It doesn't sound like this is the mocker for Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that you see l'ein shvua sabikadon, mala bosh, Mala Mal Hashem, Hashem en Ba'amiso. So you see, even though it's Shayach Lashem, there's an element of Hektish, but it's still Ba'amiso. So you see that Koshim Kaolim are called Mamam Bailim. It sounds like from Rashi we already know, maybe Misvara, that it's mamono. And Joseph Gzeres HaKosev telling you that it's also mamono le'inin shvuas hapikadon. Maybe misvar, I would have thought not. Maybe only le'inin nezikin. Maybe Rabbi Yosef says a kashim kalim mamam balam lekadesh esa isha. But le'inin shvuas hapikadon, maybe not. And that's why you need this Gzeres HaKosev malal. Well, but I should have to say, no, it's also truly in Shavuos HaBikadon. I'm not going to get into now why there necessarily should be a chiluk between Bailus for Kiddushin and Ezekin versus Shavuos HaBikadon. I spoke about that already on Swag on Tuesday, maybe based on a Rav Chaim about Shavuos HaBikadon being like a full Maisek Zela, so you may need four full Bailus. We're not going to get into that right now, but the Yesod is clearly true within the Meiri, I think within Rashi as well, that Rabbi Yosef Gali says, Mamun Bailum le'inyin nezikin, le'inyin kiddushin, le'inyin tmura, the Ferish of Mishlin, tmura and daf yud gimel, the afal pichein, it's not called Mamun Bailum le'inyin shvuas hapikadin.
But specifically because of the chira, right? And because
you
can't.
So the question is, what's the pshat? That if you can't sell mice of behema for shabbosik, so why is that not necessarily an indication for pashuk shot? It should be an indication that you're not the bialim. If you can't sell, the xeris hakasav is, so you shouldn't be the bialim, even according to Rios Egalil, that says the kashim kal is mama bialim. So that would have been the pashas, but it's not true, because, or at least according to most Rishonim, it's not true. The Rashmi Shans, that argues on the Ravid and the Torah's Konim, there says Rabbi Yosef Galili does not say Mamon Bailim across the board by Meister because you can't sell it. But within Meiri, within Rashi, within the Ravid, Al Kalpanim, if you can't sell Meister Behema Bein Tam, Bein Shachot, Bein Balmum, which is what the Mishnah says. So you see, even when it's not Omid Lahakrava, let's say by a Balmum, even when it's Shachot, if you can't sell it, even when it's not omid lahakrava, so you see that the hisaron of mechira is not necessarily an indication of bialis. How? Tosis is meduyik on in Bava Kama daf Yudbeis Mabeis, and it's the Farish in Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz that when Rav Nachman says that you can sell a bechor tam bizman azeh or bechor chutzal aretz because it's not omid lahakrava. That's true even according to the Rabbanon. Even according to the Rabbanon that argue on Rav Yosi HaGlili and say the Kashim Kalim is Mamun Gavoa, Afal Pichin, you can sell it. Afal Pichin, you can sell it. Maybe it's not called Mamun Gavoa for, it's not called Mamun Hadil in Nezikin, then Shvuas HaPikadin, but when it's not only Lahakrava, even the Chachamim agree that despite the fact that Kushim Kalim are not Mamun Bailim, Afal Pichin Nitznitain Lemechira, and it's the Ferish also in Tosis Yeshanim, and Daphne Beis and Medbeis, in Kiddushin, the Tosis Yeshanim says, Afal Gav de Eispe Sheva Pruta, going on the mission of Makadish Bechelko, Eno Mikudeshes. So even though Afal Gav de Eispe Sheva Pruta, Sheyocho Lemokro Lekohin, so he's going in the day, in the Rabbanan that say, that Kushim Kalim are Lav Mamun Bailim, nonetheless, you can sell it. Mikomakom kaven shihu mamun gavoa ino mikudeshes delo dami la amanas she'adaber alecha l'shiltum. Because it's the same affair. Even if you go like the Rabbanan that say that kashikam is lav mamun bailim, that just means that you can't be makadesh a woman with it. But you can sell it. So you see that mechira and bailus are not tuluyin bahadadi. So how could you tell me what's the raya that meister behema is lav mamun bailim, even according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, because you can't sell it? That's not a raya. Even if you can sell it, you're not the bialim. So if you want to prove that you're not the bialim by telling me that you can't sell it, they have nothing to do with one another. Mechira and bialus are not tuluyin bahadadi. Yeah?
I think also, I mean, the sheet of the best in Hashmachos in that Zion base,
yeah.
Mamet, except that's totally on how you read the Gemara. I mean, the Havmir of Astana, in Bava Kama the base, whether or not the Rabbanim would agree that you can't be Mocher, but they would still say that the Rabban say the Rabban would agree that you can be Mocher, even though they still say you can't do the Kaddish and you sure have it for his candle.
So Lamaskana, they can or they can't sell it?
It sounds like from the way he read it was like the Havmir for the Mar. The Mar says, Lema Harab Yosef Lili Harabbanan, and they all ask, well, what was the Havmir? The Rabban hold there's nothing that's Mamun Bailim. So at least in that stage of the Gemara, at least the way the Shnugatz reads the Chaz from the Gemara, there was a tzad that rebutted the whole that you could invoke her. But according to the Maskana, it's possible that once we see the whole Mishnah is revealed secondly anyway, and he was molded by Bechor for whatever reason, that could have fallen away also in the Gemara. But I'm not sure about that.
Right, okay, well, we can see.
Here?
Yeah.
That would have been probably too long. Not sure. The difference is, why can you give it to you? You can sell it to a kohen, right?
Yeah.
Because maybe when you're talking about that, you can't really separate. You have a heart that is. We separate. Yeah. This is the hardest. This is separate. This is separate. Who you're certain to, your kohen, to the top. You can separate. But when it's together, and even when it's separate, you really can't belong, part of it belongs to the Kohen. You can't say Kohen has this part, but when they're alive, all of it is one thing, one piece. So therefore, the only one you could in the end sell it to is to the Kohen, because he has the other piece.
Af Mechaim, the Kohen already has his chelik?
He has some kind of chelik, yes.
So
because he could draw one piece. And then when you shaft it, you can do it to the Kohen too.
Right, so I think that point,
I just now thought of it.
I think that point is actually a machlokas Rashi Taisis, whether or not the chelak HaKohanim, the chos of a show, meaning it's not a question within Rabbi Yossi Haglili, if it's not a Bible, is that true even on the Emurim Mechayim? It's machlokas, according to machlokas Rashi and the Ragged above a common that finds love, I think they say pshat.
That's a key thing.
Yeah.
The why the crane didn't have it, you could sell it to them in case of payment. Because since they have the other half, so there was no question about the half that's not theirs.
But what are you selling?
Huh?
That's only the car.
So we're talking about, I'm talking different rules.
Here we're talking. This was
you don't have your three code.
Are you talking about Bechor? Bechor or even Chaz V'Shok, the Chilach and Shar?
No, first of all, I won't have it here, I have it in my saber. Chaz V'Shok and all that, I make it clear, you better remember that. It's a different category.
You're talking about Bechor?
Huh?
You're talking about Bechor, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a difference here. You can use it to one, you have to see how, if I just check.
I think it's also meduyik in Rashi like this, like the sheet that they were saying, that even according to the Chachamim, that say that Kudshim Kalim or Mamun Gavoa, Afal Pichin, when it's not only Lahakrava, let's say for example, before Bezman Azeh, or before Chutzlaritz, nonetheless you could sell it. The Rashi Gavoa comments, also Rashi in Tmura, on the Avazayin and Mudbez, same Gemara, that when Rav Nachman says, that Bizman Hazeh, when it's not Omid La'akrava, you could sell it, and you could be the Kaddish a woman. So Rashi says,
You don't have the Kohen there. You don't have the Kohen there. It's no longer this part of Kohen. The partnership doesn't exist in the same way. Because there is no Kohen.
Right.
Because there's no Kohen attention. There's no real part. So the question is, there is no part that's there because it's the from bias. Theoretically, it belongs to the Kohen. Actually, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. And the other one says, no, it's no bias. It doesn't belong theoretically to anyone. It belongs only to what will happen.
Right, but the thing, but the chilek that the Yisrael will be makadish the woman with is his own chilek, that he gets to eat the buster. He's not being makadish here with the chilek.
When it goes together, that's what I'm saying. The togetherness. Togetherness is death and alive. The blood goes one way. The heart goes one way. You can't really separate them. Torah separates it when he's dead, he takes his part, hits the Torah, maybe it's a consequence. The Kodesh should get his part. But you really can't separate. So when you're saying Bizman, the difference between Bizman is there and Bizman by Savikin, Bizman is there, there are no Kohen. I mean, as far as the no Kohen was playing, there's nothing. Whereas Bizman by Savikin, that could be the difference between Bizman by Savikin. That's the Machlokes. Is there a difference? When Bizman is there, is that? And that could be totally wrong.
Right. So, and so when Rashi says that when it's not only lakrava, just so you could sell it, you can also be makadish a woman with it. So Rashi says in Bava Kama, Yubez Mabez, it's also in front of because I'm Vez, Rashi Ramasu Tamchai, you could sell it. Elokeach Yamtin, Asher Yipo Bomum, Vishkatenu, Abo Tmim Shakalo, the Ein Loagna, because it's Chute Chutz. And then when Rashi says, Makadshim Boa Kohanim Esaisha, Dimamonanhu, the Bible of Shavachor Haino Kohen. So Rashi only throws in Dimamonanhu to explain why he could be Makadesh a woman with it. It's Meduyuk that the Chelak HaMachira Shavah is not necessarily Talay on Mamonanhu, which is Mashmah that even according to the Rabbanan that say the Chelak that Chashikal is Lav Mamon Bailamhu, Afal Pichin it's Nitain Limachira, and Rashi only has to throw in Dimamonanhu to explain why he could be Makadesh a woman with it, maybe similar to the Tosafot Shanim. And the afternoon B is that the Kalish woman with it, maybe it's Shittas Ram and Kiss of Shalhanav, but you need a higher level of bailus in order to be Makalish a woman, Masha Inkain for Mechira.
You don't necessarily know from the Rashi, all you know from Rashi is that that's a sheer bailus through the Said Lili, but it's possible that Rabbanan wouldn't even have the base file. Just because you know that it's the only ride that's concerned Malach Gomer is just really on the line of the Gemara of the Pilate of Saisha, doesn't mean that in the other direction, that within the Rabbanon, that the lack of Malach translates into ability to evolve, does it?
I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, you don't need to come onto Mamon Bailim to say that you can do a Bechira.
No, I understand that.
So,
how do you know?
I'm just want to say that there's two separate Machloks between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and the Rabbanon.
Say that part again? Kind of basically, you don't need to come on to Mamon Bailim to say this is my hero?
Right.
Where do you see that?
That's what we're doing in Rashi. The Rashi only says that it's Mamonon.
I thought you were explaining it for Rabbanan.
I don't know.
Right, but I'm saying...
He introduces the word Mamonon in the piece,
There sounds like so the whole shtickle of Rabbi Yossi being Mamon Bailim is not needed for Mechira. Sounds like everybody would agree. L'in Mechira, Mamon Bailim, not Mamon Bailim, you can sell it. It's only L'in Mekadosh for Asisha.
Which clearly according to Rabbanan doesn't have
Bailim
for it.
Yeah. Rabbanan speaking about Mechira. The Shita Rashi happens to be anyway that the way that the Marshal learns about Kama Daf Nun Gimel, that a Bechor, which is an Omid La Krava, according to the Rabbanan Taki, is called Re'ehu. Let's look at Rashi Tosfos.
And Kaddish?
Bechor, it's no worse than Maisa Behema. Rashi and Chulon Daf Kuchlon Zayin. Bechor. That's a Chiddush, even my old neighbor, the Tosfos Yishonim. But that Shita's Rashi, yeah. I'll call upon him, what we see is that...
Aren't you saying that there are two machlokes?
No.
You're saying that Rabbanan, the Riyose Aglili holds that you cannot do Mechira, that you can do Mechira, even if you didn't have Bailus, and also Mamon Bailim.
But the Mamon Bailim is only needed for Kiddushin.
Fine. But Rabbanan holds you can't.
But you can sell it.
What are we talking about now?
Kashim Kalam, which is not Omer Lahakrava.
But Kachin Kalam, which is, you're saying that
or,
it's always...
Or at least Bechor, let's
always,
say by Bechor, which
saying,
is Omid Lachrava.
But Kachin Kalam in general, it's always, for the Rabbanan, Omid Lachrava factor, which prevents, precludes Mechira.
No.
Isn't that a separate point?
We'll get into that. He's speaking about Bechor. We're not going to speak about Bechor, so maybe that Bechor is different. That's the little crux of the Chabur. Right. But Nachman is not talking about Shark Kachin, he's speaking about Bechor.
But you're trying to draw principles and extrapolate what the general focus is.
No, but I'm not saying that Bechor should be worse than Kashim Kalam. It's at least as good.
I think the confusion is just you're being a dyke and where Rashi mentioned the word. So, well, in the same piece, even though he's mentioning that, I don't know if they're catching what the deal is.
Oh, okay, so I'll sit with you. skips everything again, or does?
Yeah,
I'm not catching it.
I'm not sure what
they're arguing.
I think they're just not catching what you're. If I
catch it, everybody's just arguing on me.
I got the dip. I just don't know if it's much.
No, well,
you think it's wrong?
Meaning it is a deal. Rashi mentions a few things that seem to be a consequence of, in the context of describing a Yossi Haglili, but he only mentions the words, right, Mamon and Bailin, when it comes to the last one, which is the Kiddushin.
So what is it they're trying to
The whole Rashi is talking only about a Yossi Haglili, which is what I think they're seizing on. And what you're trying to say is yes, but it's like Rashi saying the Nekuda and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili that
only
we care about, as opposed to the Rabbanan, is only the last thing in the list where we put in the phrase Mamon and Bailin.
But they have
that's what the diuk is. You can like it or not like it.
I just understand, even if you aren't said that the diuk would be good, but doesn't it, then how does that explain? I mean,
so he's saying, unless there are two machlokes in, which, you know, you wouldn't want to be marba machlokas, you know,
Yisrael
for no reason, there's no reason to think so. If the diuk is correct, then the diuk is saying Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's contribution is necessary only for the last thing on the list, because on the rest of it, that doesn't depend on Mamon Gavon and Mamon Bailin.
But
right?
They're chulik on the rest of it also.
They would only be chulik in Kiddushin. They're not chulik
in the core, but in general, there's a broad range of things about their chulik on Shus Mikadon, Kiddushin,
I'm trying to prove that Mechira is different. And therefore, the Inu Mechira is not necessarily Tali on Shara Dini Bailin. That's right, they have Machlokas, like Shuas, we called it an Ezekin, or he called the Bailin. But what I'm trying to prove is that the Din Mechira isn't Tali on that. So Mechira isn't necessarily indicative of Shara
Baluyos. The Nekuda of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili in the Rabbi Yossi HaGlili list is only necessary for that implying.
Right.
But the other thing, there's no argument. It's that where I want to make my mark, which is this, here's where I'm.
Right.
Yeah.
So we could take or leave the diuk. Rashi says the same thing in Tumor also. Gilly mentions Mamona when he mentions Kiddusha, not in Mefira. Right, so you can take the diuk or leave it. It is Beferish and Tosis, Rabbeinu Peretz, Bavakami, Beidma Beis. We saw it's Beferish and Tosis, Bishanim, and Kiddusha, and Afnun, Beisma Beis, that even if you hold it, it's Mamon Gavola, and it's not yours, Leinin Makadish, Esaisha, and Apple Pichin, it's yours, Leinin Mechira. So why are we talking about this? Just to get back. We're trying to prove that just because there's an Isser Mechira or a lack of Mechira when it comes to Meister, that's exerts a cost of Lo Yigal, that doesn't necessarily tell you that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili should say that it's Lav Mamon Bailin. Because Mechira and Bailis have nothing to do with one another. So,
although again, you proved it in this
right,
world,
I've heard
it
in one
direction.
Right, you only
in
proved
one
it
direction.
In one
okay.
Direction.
Okay.
Before you proved it.
The other direction is much more Mechudash. So you can sell it even without bailus. As Baruch Hu should say, even if you have bailus, you can sell it.
That's what he just proved.
Right.
That's what he just proved.
That's what I just proved. I said you can sell it even without bailus. That's what we're saying within the Rabban. That's Rabbeinu Peretz, that's Rishonim, the Diuk and Rashi.
That's much more Rosh Chodesh than the other
one.
Right. So I'm saying.
But what is the?
Obviously, what you mean is that there is some bailus, but there are
right, right. But the level of bailus which is needed for Mechira doesn't necessarily impact the level of bailus in other things. So just because you're not a bailum in Mechira, that doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't be a bailum in other inyanim as well. So of course, what you have to say is that in Ochanam, it's just a gzeres hakasuv, by Maisa that you can't sell it. However, after the gzeres hakasuv, that lemaisa you can't sell it, so that in and of itself impairs the bailus. Bailus means shlita. Bailus means that I can do something with it. If I can exercise control, I can exercise what I want to do with this chepetz, so that I can exercise shlita over this chepetz and do what I want. So that in and of itself shows bailus. So you're right. It's not the gzeres hakasuv, which is a simon ledavar that I don't have bailus. No, it's after the gzeres hakasuv. Maybe it's a tamshia, maybe it's a kedusha, whatever it is. So that in and of itself restricts what I can do with it. Now lemaisa, the gzeres hakasuv is telling me I can't sell it. So that in and of itself tells me that I'm less of a bailus. Lachor, that's what the Meiri means. So that level of bailus, which is much lower now when it comes to Maaser Behemah, because I can't sell it, is insufficient in Shuvas HaTikadin. However, that level of bailus is sufficient in Nezikin, and according to Rashi and Chulin, for Kiddushin as well. Rashi and Chulin and Kiddushin as well. That level of bailus by Maaser Behemah, despite the fact that I can't sell it, and now my Shlita, now my bailus over this Chavitz has been inhibited, Apopichin, I'm called the bailus. Oh, so then, kuadinatmi, it would make sense, in Tumur also, And again, that you're not the Baal, as we said, L'inyan L'chir, but just like you would be called the Baal in L'inyan Nezikin, you're called the Baal in L'inyan Kiddushin, according to Rashi. So just because you can sell Ma'is Rehima, that's not necessarily a reason why you can't make Tmura with it. So now the question is, just to get back, is that why should Bechor be any different? Why is the Gemara being Tola Baalus of Mechira to Baalus of Tmura when it comes to Bechor? Again, when Rav Nachman says you can't sell Bechor Bizman HaBayis because it's only the Lahakrava, the Gemara in Tmura Dav Ches Mud Beis says that's true only according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that a Kohen can't make Tmura on a Bechor. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says that a Kohen can make Tmura on a Bechor, he must hold that even that a Bechor Tam Bizman HaBayis is yours. And the question is again, what's the tliya? Just because it's yours, L'inyan Tmura, why is that necessarily a raya that it's yours, or a simin that it's yours, L'inyan Mechira as well? So, L'chora, this is what the Gemara in Bava Kama, L'tapam Daf Yud Gimel, what Aleph means, that manas kuhuna are shiny, even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that Mechayim, Koshim Kalim are called Mamam Bailim, that's only when it comes to Shar Koshim Kalim, but manas kuhuna, af Mechayim is Meshochon Gavoa Kozachu. Now, what exactly does that mean? So, the general machlokus between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, whether or not Koshi Kalim are called Mamam Bailim or not, Lechora is just machlokus in how you understand the Kedusha. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says that Koshim Kalim are not called Koshi Hashem, and therefore the Kedusha Shabbat is not a sufficient factor to be Mafkiya the Mamam Bailim. And the Chachamim say no, that Hagam, that it's Koshim Kalim, nonetheless, just like Kodshei Kadoshim, the Kedusha Shabbat, is Mafkia the Mamam Bailim, who are the Nami by Koshim Kalim. Now, to get back to the Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Bava Kama, that says when Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says that Koshim Kalim are Mamam Bailim Mechayim, Rashi says She'achar Yusuf Hu Alav, Yishayim Ve'achrayas. So Pashup Shani means maybe the din of Rabbi Shimon about a davar hagorm lamamin k'mamin dami, and the question is what exactly is going on? If that's what Rashi means, so Rabbi Yosef Glili only says a kashrut kalim and bailim by a neder, but not by a nadava.
What about
a nadava when there's no chiyav achrayas? L'chor the svar Rabbi Shimon a davar hagorm k'mamin dami is true even by kashrut kashrut. That's what the Feirush Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Glili only says it by kashrut kalim. A third kasha that the Avin Milum in the end of Simon Beis in the Shud in the end of Chiluk Beis and Avin Milum says is that Rashi Bava Kama Daf Ayin Vav says that you only say Mishochon Gavoa Kazachu La'achar Haktara Sa'imurim, the Chiyav Achrayis ends La'achar Zrika. So if Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says that it's Mechayim, it's called Mamam Bailim because you're Chayav V'Achrayis, so that ends La'achar Zrika. Right away, you should be Mishulchan Gavah Kazachu, La'afal Pichin. Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef only says that Mishulchan Gavah Kazachu, La'achar Haktara Sa'imurim. So you can't say that Rashi means a simple Chayav Be'achrayas. So what the Haggah there, in the Talmud of the Abdi Milum, there says in the end of Simon Beis, the middle of Simon Beis there in the Shut, he's B'dayak in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say Chayav Be'achrayas, which is a normal lashon where it's speaking about Rabbi Shimon about davar hagorm lamamin k'mamin dami. Rashi says she'achar yusuf hu alav, and he says what that means is that the Yisrael is mechuyev to be metapel with the carbon to make sure that it gets hukrav. Good. So why is that a reason why he's called the bailim and the chor even by kachshim kachshim also? The Yisrael, if he's mechuyev to bring a chatzis and ashmi, is also mechuyev to be metapel. He's chayev biachrayas, so to speak, to make sure that the animal is sukkah. You can't just be mocked at the carbon and say, I'm going to go on vacation and let the gizmar come, let the kohanim come and take care of it. No, he's mechuyev to make sure that it gets the mesa mikdash. He's mechuyev to make sure that it's hukrav. So, lechora, what Rashi means, the Rashi is not giving an asinas tam, why Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says that kachim kalim are called mamam bailim. Rashi is not saying it's because achrayis yuvalav. No. Rashi means like this. As we said before, the machlokas Rabbi Yosef HaGlili and the Rabbanon about whether Koshim Kalim are called Mamam Bailim or not is a din in the Kedusha. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says that it's not called Koshi Hashem, and therefore the level of Kedusha Shabbat is insufficient to be Mafia the Mamam Bailim, and the Chachamim say that the level of Kedusha by Koshim Kalim is just like Koshi Kadoshim vis-a-vis being Mafia the from your Bible. But once the Gemara says that la'acher haktav la'acher shechita Rav Yosef Glili is moded the mishulchan gavah kazachu. So why? Why is that a reason to be mefkia the moment Bible? Is there now more kedusha? There's a Tosefes kedusha la'acher hakrava. No. All it means is that la'acher hakrava, you were makarv it to Hashem. You gave it to Hashem. You gave it to Gavoa. So the matana, the zechus Gavoa, has been nishlam, has been nigmar la'acher hakrava. And that's the reason why Rabbi Yosef Haglili said that la'acher shkita he's masmid, it's not called mamam bialim. Because l'maisa, just like by bedek abayis, you say amirasa le'gavoa, amirasa le'heder. There aren't two stages. You say it's heptish. Now it's already in the Gavoa. It's belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not yours anymore. So here, when you're makir of it, you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the matana, to whatever, the chiyav HaKarva Shaba, you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that in and of itself makes a mamu gavoa, and that's enough to be mafkia, and that's why, rather, the mamun bialim has been paka. So that's what Rashi means, that mechaim shachrisu alav, why not say the same thing mechaim? The essence fact that it's omid lahakrava. Why did I say that in and of itself should be mafkia the mamam bialim? In a chanami, mitzad the kedusha, it's not kod shei Hashem, so that's insufficient to be mafkia the mamam bialim. But just like la'acher hakrava, we're saying a separate reason, because l'maisa, you've been makar vit, now it's been hooker up to Hashem. Now it's in the gavoa, so that's mafkia the mamam bialim. Why not say the same thing mechayim? Because it's omed la'akrava, and that's what Rashi's coming to answer. No, shakarisa hu alav. It's not true that the zechus l'gavoa has not been nishlam yet. You can't just be Maktish, a carbon column, and they just go on vacation and say, I'm done. Let the Gizbar take care of it. Let the Goanim take care of it. You're still chayv b'achrayis to make sure that it gets hooker up. You're still chayv b'achrayis to make sure that the Nesina Ligavoa and the Hakrava Ligavoa is completed. And Kolzman, that it hasn't been completed yet, you're still chayv b'achrayis to make sure that it gets there. But Kolzman, that you haven't done it yet, so the Nesina Ligavoa has not been hushlam yet. So therefore, you can't say that the same status of la'acher misa, which now we're saying, since it's been hukrav, now it belongs to Hashem, is true, mechayim also, because the essence fact that it's omed la'akrava. And that's, as we said before, that's the way the Talmud HaRashba learns the kasha of the Gemara. Umechayim mi omar, that's the next line of the Gemara. Umechayim mi omar, did Rabbi Yosef Haglili really say when it's omed la'akrava, it's mamon bailim? Because that's the point. Now the Gemara is saying, maybe it's not true. Maybe the essence fact that it's omed la'akrava, achmechayim, is sufficient to be mafkia the mamam bialim. Hagam that the kedusha shaba is not called kashesham, but there's a separate reason that omed la'akrava, and it brings a raya we saw from Rav Nachman that b'chor b'zman abayis, since it's omed la'akrava, you see that you can't sell it. So Rav Yosef, so mechayim yomer, how could Rav Yosef Haglili say that a field of mechayim and it's omed la'akrava is called mamam bialim? The Gemara answers out that b'chor is shiny because manos kahuna are mishulchan gavol ka'zakul. So the pshat of the Gemara, why b'chor should be different, that you would say af mechayim, that is mishulchan gavoa kazachu. You can't l'chora say that it's a din in the kedusha because b'chor is kashim kalim also, and therefore just like by shar kashim kalim or Yosef Haglili is moda that the kedusha shabbat, since it's not called kashim Hashem, so the kedusha shabbat is insufficient to be mafkia the mamon bialim. L'chora the same thing is true by b'chor as well. B'chor doesn't have any more kedusha; it's also kashim kalim, so you can't say that's the kedusha shabbat, just like by kashi kashim, which is sufficient to be mafkia the moment violin. Elamad, the Gemara is saying it's midin manos kahuna shabbat, meaning Rashi says on Daf Yud Gimel that the b'chor is one of the chaf dalet manos kahuna, meaning Hashem gives a zechus, he gives the matana to the kohen. But what's that zechus? So kol zman that let's say you have a b'chor tam b'zman abayis, so the din is the zechus is the kohen has to be makarvit. And the kohen has to eat it. That's the zechus. He has ability to be makarvit, he has ability to eat it. But kol zman, that he hasn't done that, so he has a zechus to do it, but you can't say that the matana has been actualized yet. You can't say that the zechia of the kohen in the matana has been actualized before he has a zechus to do it. But it's not totally his yet. His rights to it, his zechus in it, is to be makarvit and to eat it. So kol zman that it's omed la'akrava mechayim, it doesn't belong to the kohen yet. Masha'in kein, let's say you have a balmum, the zman abayis, since it's not omed la'akrava, Rabbi Yosef Haglili says, according to Rav Nachman, it's called the mamun ha'kohen and he's allowed to sell it. Why? Was there a change in the kedusha? What's the difference? Or the zman abayis? point is no, is that once it has a mum, the reason why Rabbi Yossi Hagluli says, since it's not omid lakrovik, is that what's the zechus of the kohen? The zechus of the kohen is yochel b'mumo. He has that now. He doesn't have to wait for anything. He doesn't have to wait until after the krava and to eat it. That's the chus of yochel b'mumo he has now. So since that zechus has been actualized now, now he could eat it b'mumo, then even Rabbi Yossi Hagluli agrees that it's called the moment, but it's called the moment hakohen of the bechor, since it's not omid lahakrava. I don't think it's a difference in like time necessarily. You have to wait until the makarit. It's the din of yochal the mumu. He has, meaning he has now. He can just wait until it gets mum and then eat it. So that's
as much as that, the whole thing. They say it just becomes yochal the mumu.
Right, meaning the din of mishulchan gavah.
There's no intervening
kikul
of the
Abraham. Right.
Meaning he has to wait still. I thought the time thing. There's a whole another step or halos that needs to take place when it's growing like Abraham. That just distracts his, or that delays the, right, his vitals.
Right.
Here, you just, you know, he still can't do it yet. He's supposed to wait for his,
He just has a zechiyah that's limited to, he has a zechiyah for zechiyah, he's just limited to what he can do with it until the moment.
Right. Are you also saying, though, that, or question, you're building up two things at the same time. Are you also saying, or would you also want to say that when you regularly talk about Kodesh and Kalim, especially from the perspective of the Bailim, so again, after you still love, so he is the Balakarba.
Sure.
But in Bechor, even though the Kohen is so even more central in a way that you know, but he's never the Balakarba.
Right.
In that sense, not this Kohen. It's always been Shulchan Gavah.
That's all right.
But it's you're also building, then they don't have to build up as much the other part of it.
Right, I'm just saying that it's. I'm just trying to explain within the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself is making that chiluk.
Right.
That even within Rabbi Yossi Hagluli, there's a clear chiluk between Shaar Kashya Kalim and Bechor of Manos Kohen. So I'm just trying to highlight that difference.
Right. So the original step that he sums about Rabbi Yossi Hagluli and Rabbanan was based on Kedusha. Can you explain that? Just what the Bibles, you said the Machlokas is whether or not it's Kedusha Hashem, which is not Kiyah. Is that working? Is that working through restricting the usage of it? To meet different levels of kedusha exactly?
He means that because of the nitan or those kind of things. I mean, why is it that the level of kedusha between kachek and kalim?
Right. So I would just say, without getting into that, whatever the reason is why kachek kachim, let's say, is not the moment bialim. So according to the Rabbanan of Hagluli, that's true by Kachim Kalim also. Hagam, that there's no Me'ila. So however you want to explain Kachim Kalim, Mekara, Turu, Hasha, Turu, Vindur, and so
bad,
Kachim is a Bailam, but it's... No, but I'm within Kachim Kalim, Kachim is Be'ah.
You're just saying Kachim is Be'ah.
No, Mekara, Turu, Hasha, Turu, Vindur,
Ruvin. Right.
So that's true by Kachim is Be'ah.
Right.
So, the Afal Pichain, you're not called the Bailim necessarily.
Right.
So, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi Hagluli think that's true also when it comes to Kachay Kalim, that whatever level of Kedusha you have is Mafia the Mamun Bailim. And what Hagamar is, Rabbi Yossi is that it's not called Kachay Hashem, the level of Kedusha is Nachas Darga, it's not as much, and therefore it's insufficient to be Mafia the Mamun Bailim. So, with that, I'm not trying to get into why that necessarily should be just
or what
shot, right.
General principles of Bibles.
Right. I'm not getting into that.
You're not fully saying that. You're not saying it's what I thought you're saying it's more than just a prayer because it's about the that's the and you're saying that quite a bit clearly you would have also thought that if it did not brought the soul of the Mikola Krupp also did so.
Kamashman that it's not.
Right, but it's just saying it's not.
But according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to get onto that because by Shaar Kodesh Kodeshim, that also only Lak Rava, but that's not the reason why it's Mafia the Bailim. It's just the fact that they're Kodesh Hashem. That's Mafia the Bailim, despite the fact that they're only Lak Rava.
But we say Kodesh Hashem could be for different reasons.
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
Are you saying that the Bailos of
That's the way that, that the Shita says it in Mabul Kama and Daf Yabe is in the name of the Rosh. I don't know if it's let me just clarify what you mean by circumstances of the acquisition. It's one of the matnos kuna. He gets it as a matana.
Not like matana is an item to give you.
Well, so we're saying it depends. It's that mechayim, it's mishulchan gavol chazafu, the matana shabbah, or that the chuz now is ulhakrivu ulaachlo, but that doesn't translate into real violence yet. That's the matana. The matana is lakrivo ula achla. So before that happens yet, so what does he have? So he has something, but then we're saying that that's insufficient bilus for not everything. It's a zechus. Sometimes
the
zechus
the
means...
The famous Xos in the top says something like that, but for all kachin kapara.
Right. You're speaking about whether or not you can sell the kapara.
Right. You never can sell the kapara.
Right.
All you ever have is the basar.
Right.
You're saying that's more true in Bihar, or maybe it's, if you don't hold like this, I'll say it's specifically
right.
True in
Bihar. Right.
Could you flesh out a little bit more by Bihar, the violence that, but what does this client have? He's a violent problem by Bihar. And what does he have in Mamet?
Nothing.
So then the din of make cover to it to move in and you can apply in this case?
There you can't be.
There's no
Mishus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
The whole discussion about kapara also. Does Kohen get any kapara? Does anybody get kapara?
He's a maskaper, right? So that's a big shallow also.
Right.
Whether or not the Kohen's a maskaper, maybe even if he's not a maskaper, so like, you know, like really, what is he?
Right.
Yeah.
That's goof on the parsley discussion.
What, in the Achila? Never.
No, even in the Akraba. In the Akraba.
So, yeah.
Again, he's more balakorb in one sense and he's less balakorb in another sense. That's kind of weird.
Right. Right, exactly. So I think that's the point, meaning that now that we've proved that by Bechor, that Agam, that I said the Kohen has this zechus, but it means a lot less. It's even Michaim, it's Meshuchan Gavoa Kazachu. So then I think the Gemara makes a lot of sense when it's making the Tliya between Mechira and Tmura. That the Gemara, back to Tmura that Chesma Bey says, that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Akama, you see that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the Kohen could make Tmura in the Bechor, so that shows that there's bilus. So once there's bilus, so you can't hold it from Nachman. It also must be they're able to sell it. Ba'alma, Hagam, that you're a bilus in Tmura, that doesn't necessarily translate into bilus for Mechira, as we proved. By Meister, by Shark Hashem Kalam, that there could be Dargos of Bilus and the Inner Mechir, the Tosishanim, the Tosh Paris, the Digan Rashi, the Bilus which is needed for Mechira, the Dazu needed for Tzmura, are not necessarily on one another. When it comes to Bechor, since Af Michai, Meshokhan Gaval Kazafa, Lechor, he has nothing, even Le'inian Tzmura, so then, once Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, oh, you see that it's not true, Elamai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that just like he has Tzmura, he's a violent in Tmura, he has to argue on the din of Nachman as well, and therefore the whole yisod of Manas Kuhuna being different because Mishochan Gavoa Kazafu, according to Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, goes out the window. So that being the case, maybe you can just take it a step further, that it might be that when it comes to Manas Kuhuna, let's say by Bechor, not only is it different Mechayim, that Rabbi Yosef Lili says that it's Mamon Bailim, when it comes to Sharka Shekalim, by Bechor we're saying that it's Mamon Gavoa Af Mechayim, but Kubid Lachar Shkita, it's also flipped. When it comes to Sharka Shekalim, Rabbi Yosef Lili says that it's Mamon Bailim, but Lachar Shkita is Modu, that it's Meshochon Gavoa Kazachu. As we said, it's not Medina the Kedusha, it's the fact that now it's been Hukarim, now the Zachiyah, the Matan al-Shemayim has been Hukarim, so that in and of itself means that it's not Mamon Bailim. So it could be if the whole reason why the Bechor doesn't have a Mechaim is just as a Chus Lakrivu Ula Achlo, but after Shita, now he's been Makrivu, now he eats it, maybe it's totally his. Maybe it's Tau Mamon Hedyit, and you're not going to say that even La'achar Shchita, that is Mishochon Gavolcha Gazochon. Meaning it's not that Bechor is, you're going to say even Mechaim is Mishochon Gavolcha Gazochon, Kol Shchein La'achar Shchita. Because it's Logar Meshar Kashikawa. No, maybe it's Fakeret. Maybe it's Dafka Mechaim by Bechor, Smanos Kuna, because Mechaim, since he only has the chusin to be La'pribu Ul'ochl, it's not his yet, but once he's Makrivit, once he eats it, so now that's his Matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him that Matana. It's one of the Chavtal and Matnos Kuna, and maybe now it's Mamon Hedyit. And I think it's Rashi explicit in Tmura and Davzai and Mabez, that Rashi says within Rav Nachman, says that we have a Bechor, Tam is Manabayas, since it's only the Lahakrava, you can sell it Tam and Shachut. So Rashi says the reason why you can't sell it after it's been Shachut is because it's a Bizayan Milsa. Vigor in the Mishnayos and Meister Sheni Perakal Mishabez and the Briskarav and Hilchos Pachoros quotes this as what's going on. The Gemara says Beferish enough Yidbez and Mabez and Baba Kama, the Lachar Shchita is worse. The Lachar Shchita is Mishochon Gavola Kazachu. So why does Rashi have to say that a Tam Shachut you can't sell because it's Bizayan Milsa, typically that it's not yours? So the Kulvi, no, that's the point. It's true that the Chiluk of Mechaim versus Lachar Misa Al-Kopayim L'Shitas Rashi is true by Sharka Shekhalim. The Mechaim is from a Bayam Lachar Misa is Mishachon Gavol Kazachu. But maybe when it comes to Bachor, it's Fakert. But it's Dafka Mechaim, you would say Mishachon Gavol Kazachu, because the Matana to the Kohen has not been actualized, but Lachar Shchita, Lachar Hakrova, now he gets the Matana, now it's his. So Mataka is called Mamon Bailam, and therefore the only reason why you can't sell Matam Shachut Bizman Abayis is only because of Abizayim Milsa, but it really is yours.
Chazev Shok in general, we'd be assuming the same thing.
So Chazev Shok, when?
I mean, because there it's also Maskul.
Mechaim or Lacher
Mishis?
Lacher Mishis Mishokhan Gavol Kazachu, according to everybody.
So then, but according to you, that it shouldn't be different? It's Matan HaLakoin. So according to you, Matan HaLakoin means that it's...
No, so that Matana Lekoin is only Lachar Shchita. That's a heter. The Matana is to eat on the Shulchan Gavola. We're saying...
So it's not just the fact it's a Matana Lekoin. It's a certain kind of Matana.
Correct.
What's the basis... I'm just not clear. What's the basis for the chilek here between Chazev Shok and Kor Lachar Shchita? They're the same dinim.
Well, again... This might be telling Michelle later. It's only in she's Rashi, but Rashi holds an Menachas on Daf Mem Zayin that the Chilak HaKohan specifically by the Chaz of the Shok does not exist Mechaim. It's only been Huvr la'achar Shchita. So that's the Matana. The Gemara says Mishochon Gavol Kazocha. So I'm not getting into reasons. I'm just saying.
That you see that this isn't.
Well, you don't necessarily have to say it. That the DNA matanas are the same between Bechor and Chaz v'Shok.
The explanation can't just be because it's matana, it's different than other cooking kam.
No, I'm saying that. I'm not saying we're looking for like a.
No, I'm just
the reason why it's true. I'm just saying that the matana shabba mechayim by Bechor, that doesn't exist by Chaz v'Shok, because there's no such thing as a Chaz v'Shok mechayim.
You're talking about
Lachar Shchita,
whereas Lachar Shchita for. It's Mamon HaKohen with regard to Bechor, but not with regard to, because it's Matan HaKohen. Because it's Matan HaKohen.
Sometimes the result will be for Bailos, and
see, I thought you were saying because it's Matan HaKohen, but then you had to say about Chazev Shok also.
No, I think what you're saying is this. If there's already something that's predictable, then Chayim, right? So, but there's an eco, so then the Hagdara of that, that's the Hagdara of it is Matas Kuna Mishokhan Gavol Kazachu. That once the Shchita takes place, so that's just the result already, that's the aftermath of receiving it. That's not what it's only in the else, that's not the Hagdara of it is Matas Kuna anymore, that's just now you've gotten it, it's yours, now it's Yashamach, it's your bank account. But then it becomes Mamon. But Chazev Shok, what you're saying is that there's no chalos Chazev Shok until after the Shchita. Right. So then it's considered matnas. That's when it begins to be matnas kahuna, mishor and dabar kazar.
Right.
So
but that only begins. That's
always
the whole.
What?
Begin. So begin.
Meaning they're asking, because you're trying to explain this in the context of the Gemara and Baba Kami and Dalai. But the Gemara says, you know, that it's matnas kahuna and therefore it's mishor and dabar kazar. So they're asking. So if all matnas kahuna is mishor and dabar kazar, so what's the difference between chazeh and shok in regular kachin kalin? After Shechita, and what's the difference between this
slav?
So I thought that your answer was that Chazei B'Shok doesn't really exist as a chalos until the Zman Shechita.
Right.
So I'm just adding to explain why that matters. In other words, the Manas Kahuna of Bechor exists already in the Chayim, but at that point we're treating it as Matnos Kahuna Mishuch HaGavoa Kazach. And therefore, he doesn't have my Bilas Gemura. It's not that kind of matana. It's a matana from the Ravona Sholem. The from the Ravona Sholem isn't just where it comes from. It's part of the quotation marks and it's Mach Gavoa. It's Mishuch Gavoa Kazach. After the Shechita, where there's no longer, but then already that's we don't look at it anymore and say, you're reading a Petoras Matnos Kahuna anymore. It was Matnos Kahuna, and now you're actually getting to eat it as dessert. But Chazei B'Shok, it's Hagdara's Matnas Kahuna, is Dafka at the point when there's a Heter Achila. Didn't exist before.
And it can't just traverse to the
therefore, it's as Matnas Kahuna by definition. It's, or this kind of Matnas Kahuna conscience, it's Shok Kazacha. And therefore, the Dinner of Gosh Hagili applies. How does any of this, let me just ask one question. How does any of this work in, or does it work in, with the last line of the Mishnah?
Right, so about it being based by them.
Yeah.
So.
What did you like, Henry?
It's just saying, when the discussion of Rachel and Ben Ari and Rachel, Abel and Kiyo, but I never heard of Rachel and Kodesh, Eichan Kedusha Chalalam, the base of Ilam. Akhtimura, the base of Ilam. Because that part, you're really just trying to define that halacha to all of this, right?
Well, if we can, or show us, if we can just shift the kasha, that kasha is a question on the Gemara. The word that Chesed and Beit says the Machlokas of Yochanan ben Ari and Rabbi Akiva is telling the Rav Nachman.
Right.
So the Gemara also had to read the last line of the Mishnah.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So,
but you're
not.
It's
not a question on.
Right. Something you're providing a perspective on how to understand the Gemara now.
Right. So it might be.
So
I think I asked this to you. Yosef, maybe I asked this to you.
Yes.
Right. I think it's also. It might. There's different shitas on how exactly
right,
we understand base phylum, but
right,
if it's
that's
what I'm trying
to get to.
So the Gomara might be shifting its
that's where it a little bit gets into Psalei Avodah a little bit too. Right, so what do you want to speak? Well, you don't have to. I was just saying. Either way, that should be an acknowledged issue.
Staying for now.
What? I'm staying
for now. Staying for now. And just the
but
last.
Also, this is a clue.
Yeah.
Just should also be noted that the Rambam, in Achronim asks this question of the Rambam, why. When Rambam quotes Kachin Kadashim, right, and the fact that there is, the Rambam, no, there's no tour, or tour laharisa, so the Rambam quotes the first part of Mishnah, even though it would have seemed, that's the Ahronimats,
right?
Once Rabbi Kiva reformulates to include the Bechor, that should have been dropped. So that already highlights that, that there may be more to that last line than meets the eye. It might not just be to cost anything. But maybe we're going to hear about that next week? Maybe.
yeah.
But Peter probably need a little more time now, so we started a little earlier. Yeah.
Have you all finished?
Let me rephrase what you said, and I just have a clarification question.
Please.
Basically, what we're saying is that because it's Manos Kodim in Chayim, really the Kohen should have called the Imam Manos Manos on it right now entirely.
Why?
But in fact, it's only about Rabba. Meaning it's...
I'm saying really he should. I'm saying the... When the Gemara... Meaning... his zechus mechaim is akriva ul aflo, so he really shouldn't have a mechaim.
You saw.
That's what Mishulchan Gaval Kazach Mechaim means when it comes to Bechor. So now his zechus changes. Zechus is not l'akrivu l'achol, the zechus is yochol b'mumol, so that he has. It's just what's changing if it's a tamar b'amum, it's just the zechus. And therefore, when it's omed l'akrava, so his zechus is more far removed. Shekem, when it's not omed l'akrava, so now the din is yochol the mumu, that's what it means when it's not talk letter. So that yes, he is the yoke of the mumu.
So maybe what I'm not getting is, in terms of, let's say, when it gets involved, so then Torah gives him more sequitos, so at that point he gains more bios over it. Meaning he could sell it once it gets involved. That's
it. It's not that the Torah, I don't know if the Torah gives him more zechus, it's just that since the status of the carbon changes, so the way that the zechus of the kohen relates to the carbon also changes.
Part of what you're saying maybe is that the anticipated future of the abject is part of the scope of the bylaws of its violent and present. And so therefore...
If that's what I meant, okay. I think
it's always on trouble, it means that it's desperate to go out of his rishos, and therefore even right now it's part of...
No, but I'm not saying I'm like Rabba. I'm saying, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, by Shari Kashik Halim, Hagam that they're omid lahakrava, they're called Mamam Bailim. So I'm not saying that was a question of the Gemara. Mechaim Miomer, that realistically you say, even when it's only Lakrav, it's his Milam, maybe you should anticipation or you should project forward. Where it says it's not true. So despite the fact, when it comes to Shark Kajakalam, it is only Lakrav, Apple Pichin, Rabbi Yosigli says that it's Mamam Bailim. I think Bechor is different. The Zechus of the Kohen of that Matana is Lakrav Ul Aflo, and that is, for now, it's only Zechus, but it doesn't translate into Mamanus.
Let's say it's physically added to Rishos and you get to the Kohen.
His achus doesn't change where the animal physically is.
Does the Kohen have to make a dini mamonis kinyan when he's talking with him? Is that true?
He gives a
bechor? Yisrael gives a
bechor. By Mishnah bechor, does he have to make a kinyan on it?
No, I'm just wondering what...
You might have to. The ksos and Mishnah Gimel maybe, when he comes on the pre-chadish wedding that you can give event the katan. So he wants to know how is the katan kona. It's much more that you would need.
You don't need a kinyan for us, but in general, but on. Gemara's whole discussions in the panel not
have to
your. That's
about
Akira. That's
about Akira.
But then,
okay. Right.
Even if it would work.
Yeah, it could be Baha'i. Sure.
That works with the Yeah, sure.
But I mean, the question is more guided. Meaning, if the Kohen has physically acted the game to get whatever skills he has in the original way, and then you're saying once the moon takes place, so then he gets more zikuyos, even though he has more ability to do things than now rather than have the moon than before. And before he only had zikuyos for akribo, the ochlo, close to rabba, and now once he gets the moon, he's not doing anything more, and yet he's still getting more rights to it right now, even though originally he had to do something active to get those rights, to get whatever rights he got.
Okay. If a god of steals my object, and let's say according to the color he wants to give it back to me, so now it's mine. I didn't do anything.
He just wants to give back to you, it's yours?
That's my focus, Palomar, and then Iran in the beginning of the fourth parak, and so I didn't do anything more, unless I could still sell it. So Lakhora, now I was a chos. The fact that he's not holding on to it, so now I've schlepped over it, the fact that he wants to give it back to me, Lakhora.
Well, why not just say that? Tell him.
I don't think anybody wants to say that the mum gives you more squeals. We're not saying,
the
iku that you had of this being Mishoko Gaval Kazaku as Matnus Kahuna was the fact that there's a particular protocol and you have to, you know, that's things you don't have full freedom to do what you want. And that's Ma'ake, the full bylaws, according to that. That's what the line means.
Yes, I mean, but you said trying to say it's not.
But that's not true anymore once you have Mumo, because at that point, it's not subject to any of that. So that's not the Torah's. You got to it in Matnas Kahuna, but the limitation of Mishkan Gavoa Kazaku of the Matnas Kahuna, which isn't just where it came from, but it's also the conditions, you know, that you that are attached to it in order to get the benefit from it. That's all Paka. Why not say that?
I was trying to say that it's not that the fact that Tomei Ha'akrava is as an eco for the full bylaws which you should be getting originally. Originally,
right.
It's plus X.
It's basically what?
Originally, it's plus X, meaning La'akriva or La'akla, and now it's.
That's the fact that it's Omid La'akrava. Does not impinge his mind. He still said that it's Momon Bailam, despite the fact that there's Omid La'akrava. I was saying that it's not that by Bechor there should be, and this is the Ikum, the whole Zechus Mechaim that he has is only La'akriva U'la'akhla. That's X. That's not something else which is Ma'akev. That's the only thing he has.
So then what happens once it gets Momon?
So now, since the status of the carbon changes, since it's not omid lahakrivu, you can't say his achus is lahakrivu lawful. It's not omid lahakrivu. The status of the carbon is not to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. The status of the carbon is yochel b'mumo. So therefore, so that's his achus. It's all relative to what happens to the behemah. Yeah.
Then the Torah says, but if it's a carb behemoth tahila, you have to make it a carb. But the carbon is another layer on top of the fundamental matana. He gets it as a schus of peta vechem of matana. He's supposed to get a bechor. Sometimes he gets hamisha shtal from a bechor adam. Sometimes he gets set tachas nechamor. It's a behemoth tahila. He's supposed to go through the process of being as a carbon. And then wind up with it. But he gets it at the end. I think that's what he was saying. He gets it at the end after the shechita and hakvava, as if it was the seh of the chamor, as if it was the chamisha shkalim, because at the end of the day, it's a matnas kum. Besides the dinkach shabo, it's a separate matnas kum of a bechor ve'im v'tayim. So that's why at the end of it, and in that way, the way you're saying it seems not really much of a bialim or miskapen or anything. Just go. He's the meiser, he's the master, but he's not the Baal Carbon.
Right,
so therefore, that would explain why Sivan and Chazan the Shaykh, Chazan the Shaykh, it was purely a matana from the Hakvav of the Carbon. It doesn't come from any other way.
Right.
So that's why it's not, that's why Shulchan Tavay doesn't get from the Baal of Mashenk and the Bechor. It's not the Shem Bechor Shabo, not the Shem Kaita Shabo. It has to be just a Baal Carbon.
Right. Well, the answer is that the Shulchan Tavay, part of it is the delay in education. That it isn't like it's well put. And it isn't just that you have to go through that whole procedure. That is the issue of this particular system.
And that also answers this question of the Baal Mum. Once that Mum gets in there,
you don't have that layer. That's
regular. It's a regular.
Sometimes it comes more, just like that whole intervening part.
Right.
Which is what makes the actual
Kamala
isn't there anymore.
You can flip without a Kenyan into his mama.
I don't know if that's
right. So I'm not sure if I'm saying exactly if I understand whatever he's saying. He's saying that, but Esam, there's a regular din nesina that the Yisrael has to give to the Kohen, which maybe is no different than Petach Hamor and Kedar Ben. And then there's a din nosaf that since he's included to be makar bit, so that in a way limits his. And once that ikav goes away, let's say you have a balmom, so then he's in the shirt where he was. I'm not saying. I'm saying that even.
This way it's registered.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'll just. I'm saying that. Cold man that you have a bechor, which is omid, lakro is manabayat, and just the horde in its atam. At Atmechaim Hagam, that yes, it's true that Israel has to give it to the Kohen, but. That doesn't, the zechus that a kohen has in it is not what is within, he should get it, and then above and beyond that there's a separate. The whole zechus that the kohen has, in Mechaim, is only l'hatri v'ul'akla. That's the whole right he has even to get it from the Yisrael. That's the matnas kahuna, shabbat, that is mishulchan gaval kazachu Mechaim. That's what it means. The full matana is only l'akhir l'hatri v'ul'akla. That's what it says.
And you have a problem with the Baal Mum.
Saying so it just means that since the status of the carbon changes, so then you can't say that the zechus that he has is la'akrivu ula'achlo when it's not omid la'akrava.
But was omid la'akrava before
it? It's like two dinim in the same manuscript.
No, it's just his zechus, meaning if he has a zechus in this animal, so it depends what you're supposed to do with the animal, so that changes his zechus. What you were saying before with the. Yeah, I mean, if something is not in my rishus, and then it comes into my rishus, I didn't do it like with the balamor. The ganav takes it from me. Now I give it back. He wants to give it back to me. That in and of itself. So now I can do more with it. That's the fact that I can do more with it. That in and of itself is an expression of balas. That in itself shows more zechusim. If I could be yochel bin mumo, so that's my actualized, which is now. So that in and of itself shows to accept his balas. That's true, Larry, that he necessarily has to do another Maisa Kinyan.
I don't mean to say another Maisa Kinyan, but I think part of your trying to develop is that La'achar Shnigdal, and say it's complete, the double reversal becomes like Mam Shalom, Kedek Hachmetz Moen Hejo, and he's needing another clear, etc. I just don't understand. I mean, if the Ophi of the Manos Kehuna Shabbat, the way which you're proving is La'och La'akrivo La'och La'mumo, then why isn't that like near? I understand that it's no longer omid la'akrava, it's dead. It's it's you're eating it now on your own dinner table. But if the whole hagdar of its matana was never like revived,
but that's
like,
only because it's omid lahakrava.
But then you're saying there's two aspects of its manos kuna shabal. When kihechi that's omid lahakrava, it's a case of laochlo lahakriva laochlo b'mumo. And when vaitur it's no longer omid lahakrava, it's achar hakravasa. That's a totally different kind of thing.
You're saying it's a question when it kicks in.
The way Reichman's presenting is a pshat is it's like five shkalim or petach hamor, which means that like it's really yours. The din of manus kahuna, the omid lahakrava layer is just an ikov on the shelcha, and if it becomes a baal mum or it's ice hakrava or whatever you want to call it, then it just reverts back to the chamisha shkalim. The way in which you're describing the ofi hamatana, which is that it's lahakrivo laochlo. So I think what I was asking is what happens then? Lachar shchit, you're saying, but now it's a double switch. Now it's completely yours, and more than the regular din of kachim kalim din of rosek lili that are nishulchan kavah kazach lachar shchit kasam. But if that's not a second bechina of the matana itself, where does that come from? What's the makar for that? What
so you're saying that the whole matana of the kahuna is always relative to the status of the karbon.
So
that's the whole matana. So kol zman is omid lahakrava, that translates in a certain zechus to the kohen. Once the status of the bechor changes, that translates into a different zechus. Meaning, the zechus, the matana shabbat, the zechus that the kohen has, is always relative to the karbon. Kol zman that it's omid lahakrava, so his zechus is like, it's not two dinim. It's since he has to be matter, so then his zechus is lahakrivu.
But then has it become better than shar kachim kam l'dirusavili? Because the fact that's called...
What do you mean, has it become better?
Insofar as l'achar shchita, we say in the Gemara, there we say l'achar shchita mishulchan kavah kazachun, hamakash b'chalkan kudashas, but here I'll be proving from the Rashi and Kulin that in this case it would be nitan l'mechira, nitan l'kidusha, nitan l'mechira. Why is it more bialistic? Because of the fact that it's now relative to the akrava status. Why is it different?
I'm not sure if I was going so far as... Maybe it's not clear. I wasn't going so far as to say that a bal mum... Kol zman that it's mechayim is fully the mumen kohen insofar as even to be mekadesh shibumim with it, not necessarily. Because that din of, let's say, mechira versus tmura is no different than sharka shikala. But
well,
I was saying it's only mumen hediyot after the hakrava.
So
it could be that even I'm not sure. I wasn't dying on the point that he would have a kohen balmum. And now it's fully...
So it might be only Mamun Hedra Lagamre in a situation of Bismana Bias Lacha Akrava, and if you don't have that process, you never get to that stage.
Right, meaning it may be no worse than Shara Kodshe Kalim, according to Rabbi Yosei Galili, meaning there's a din, Nosa Babachor, that Af Michaim is Meshulchan Gavol Kazachu. So that's true when it's Omid Lakrava. When it's not Omid Lakrava, maybe in the Hanami, it's no worse than Shara Kodshe Kalim, according to Rabbi Yosei Galili, Michaim.
Well, maybe it is.
I wasn't downing on that.
There's
a
possible
question
about that. Part of what makes it the Shulchan Gavol, again, part of what makes it the Shulchan Gavol Kazachim or Lahachar Shchit on regular Kachim Kalim is the fact that there's a Kalos Maser Kachim.
Right.
You don't have that in Balmul. I mean, if you want to, I said what I said anyway, I'm saying it a little bit differently, but if you want to get out of that problem, the other way to point to say that is it is, of course, superior to the regular din of Rabbi Yosei. It's not a carbon, so it's not, in that sense, it's not. Again, it's a little more, well, I'm saying things in, not exactly that way, but I'm saying the Mishulchan Gavol Kazachu, it doesn't matter, but I'm saying the Mishulchan Gavol Kazachu comes from the fact that there's a Gavoa aspect right now of that crop. So in a sense, you have that in Rabbi Yosei Glili in every Kachin Kalim, Lachar Shchita, with the Achilas Abasa. It's still
right.
Achilas, it's Kachim Kalim, but it's still Achilas Basar Kachim Kalim.
Right.
And you don't have that in a Balmum at all.
Bechor.
In Bechor Balmum
right.
At all.
Right.
So in that sense, it really is superior.
Right.
I'd add one little point that maybe to help listen to the position. That maybe a Bechor Balmum in its Vasa, a Bechor Balmum is it should be now. Right.
Okay.
That doesn't happen.
Right.
The client has to eat it.
Right.
Okay. Like whether or not Zifra Kuhn adopted, right? Whether or not Zifra Kuhn that can eat, so that's probably sort of good.
So therefore, then it gets a new mitzvah. So now that's why you get a new mitzvah, because the new mitzvah is chal, because it has the lush.
fellow said, it's not a krov anymore. Now it's a different chalois matzah gerunas. It's a matzah gerunas kvachilas a kind that gives it a different chalois and a different kinyan practice.
Yeah, but I'm going to